أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإما تعرضن عنهم ابتغاء رحمة من ربك ترجوها فقل لهم قولا ميسورا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly encouraged us and instructed us to give what is due to our relatives and the needy and the wayfarer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of extravagance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had condemned those who were extravagant in expenditure. In the next ayah, ayah number 28 of Surah Bani Israel, this ayah was revealed due to a specific incident that had occurred in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has received some cloth, and he distributed the cloth amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in. There were some who arrived late at the distribution, and by the time they had arrived, all the cloth was given away. Sometimes we might have a situation like that, where we go for hamper distributing or whatever other form of charity and mass distribution we are involved in. And people might come late and they arrive, you know, at a time when everything has been depleted and already given out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had nothing more to give to them. Or sometimes, you know, a person comes to you, a beggar might come to you, and you have nothing to give to the person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the mannerism and the way in which we should turn this person away. Allah says, وَإِمَّا تُعْرِضَنَّ عَنْهُمْ. And if you are forced to turn away from them, because you have nothing to give, ابْتِغَاءَ رَحْمَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكَ, you are hoping and you are seeking some bounty from your Rabb, تَرْجُوهَا, which you are expecting. You don't have anything. So you turn away from them with the hope and the expectation that some bounty will come to you from Allah Azza wa Jal, so that you can give it to them. So that should be number one. When you don't have anything to give, then you should be hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me something so that I may give to this person. Meaning, you look at it as a lost opportunity. When someone comes to you and you don't have anything to give and you don't have anything on you right now, look at it as an opportunity that passed you by. And at that time, hope and seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that you may give in the future. فَقُلْ لَهُمْ. And then Allah says, say to them, those people who came to you expecting something from you, say to them, قَوْلًا مَيْسُورًا, a polite word. Say to them something polite. Give them some hope. And do not, turn away with them with a sense of indifference or a sense of annoyance and become annoyed at them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them something that is polite, a good word. Then Allah teaches us moderation in expenditure, even when it comes to our charity. How should we spend? And how should we give our charity? And how do we distribute the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with? Allah says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. Do not keep your hands tied up to your neck. What does that mean? It's an expression that denotes miserliness. Don't hold onto your neck. Meaning hold your hands together, always holding on to that wealth. Not allowing 1 cent also to be distributed, and grabbing onto it with both your hands, as you would grab onto your neck with both your hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do that. Don't grab onto and hold onto your neck in this way, keeping your hands tied to it. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And then Allah says, and do not also extend your hand completely. Give everything away. There must be moderation in expenditure. There were some Sahaba in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they heard the virtues of spending and how much they will be rewarded, they spent to such a point that they themselves became needy, and now people had to spend on them. Sometimes a person is so eager to spend that his family suffers now. Now he doesn't have something to provide for his wife and for his own children. So Allah is saying, don't be a miser and hold on to every cent, not wanting a single cent to be released and given away. And also, لا تبسطها, بس means to spread out. Don't spread your hand out, كل البسط, completely, meaning giving everything away. فتقعد ملوما محسورا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so you will sit either maloom or you will sit mahsoor. You will sit maloom. What's maloom? One who is reproached. Meaning if you are a miser and you exercise miserliness, then you will be reproached and taunted and rebuked by people. So you either sit as a maloom when you don't want to spend, or you sit mahsoor, mahsoor, empty-handed, when you have spent it all. So here we learn moderation. Moderation in our expenditure and moderation in our acts of charity and kindness. Inna rabbak yabsutu rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that ultimately the distribution of rizq and sustenance is in the hands of Allah, and it is the decision of Allah. You make the effort and you pursue the means to earn rizq and to earn sustenance and provision. Ultimately, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will decide what you will receive. And rizq here does not only refer to provisions and sustenance, but rizq in a form of a career. You perhaps are working towards a certain career, or you perhaps are pursuing a certain field that you wish to occupy, or that you wish to be involved in. Ultimately, it's Allah's decision whether you will be able to pursue what it is that you are working towards or not. And that is why if you do not ultimately get what it is that you want, understand that Allah knows what is best for you, and it was the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. So rizq here is quite broad, sustenance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna rabbak yabsutu rizq. Allah is the one who extends and who expands and who distributes a rizq, and who gives a lot of rizq, لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ, to whomsoever he wishes, وَيَقْدِرْ, and Allah is the one who restricts it. Allah knows why he's giving somebody so much, and Allah knows why he is giving somebody else so little. يَقْدِرْ, Allah expends and Allah restricts. إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ, because Allah is khabir. Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah is fully aware of all his servants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all watchful. Allah is fully aware. Allah knows that maybe this person, if he's given more, he might end up in extravagance. He might use that wealth for transgression and for disorder. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is fully aware of all his servants, and Allah is watchful over them. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people according to the way in which they will react when they are given or when they are not given. May Allah grant us the understanding.